Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as usual, was being made. I want to talk, sadly, about Fox News. Fox News and Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity and Fox have ethical issues over the Trump texts that were revealed when they were turned over to the January 6th Commission by Mark Meadows. Hannity advised Trump before, during, and after the January 6th assault. He was his shadow advisor. He claims he's a journalist. Fox claims that it's a news broadcast. But a news broadcast and a journalist have independence and an allegiance to the public interest. They aren't doing things on the side and faking independence and allegiance to the public interest. Cuomo, Andy Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, was let go by CNN for advising his brother in New York. The sad thing about that was they signed off and said it was okay. And then at the end, when they got a little heat, they claimed, well, they hadn't realized what they were doing and the extent. I don't think they were telling the truth. If he sues, they owe him millions of dollars. I think they're going to have to pay. But early on, they could have simply said, no, we're not going to have a journalist advising the governor. This is a journalist absolutely advising this president before, during, and after the January 6th assault. Sean Hannity was Trump's shadow advisor. One of the texts goes, we can't afford to lose the whole White House counsel's office. You remember when they were ginning up the idea of putting Jeffrey Clark, the submissive, servile lawyer who would get in as attorney general, presumably, and then write letters to Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, to the legislature saying there was fraud. You picked the electors. They would have picked Trump. Trump would have won. It would have had the appearance of legality, but the actual substance of fascism and fraud would have gone up through the judiciary while Trump stayed in office. It would get to the Supreme Court where they have six Republican judges. That was the coup. Lawyers got wind of it. And the senior people, including the attorney general, said they just quit, and so would the White House counsel. That's why Hannity said, quote, can't afford to lose the whole White House counsel office. Then he advised Trump in another tweet, Trump should announce he's leading an effort to reform voting integrity. That's code word for turning over the last election, but really code word for changing the laws going forward so that Democratic areas, the large cities, would find it much more difficult to vote on absentee ballots, no drop boxes, 8-hour lines with few voting machines, busted voting machines, that kind of thing. On January 5th, he said, quote, I'm very worried about the next 48 hours. Very worried about the next 48 hours. They had a coup set up, and he was afraid, and it was accurate, except that he's supposed to be a journalist, that violence might upend the coup because it would concentrate tension on the violence. In 2016, Hannity was featured in a Trump campaign video. In a video, Hannity. Trump campaign video in 2016. In 2018, he spoke at a Trump campaign rally. This guy's not a journalist. He's not independent, and he doesn't have an allegiance to the public interest. He has an allegiance to Trump. and to the Trump wing of the Republican Party. Fox News is not a newscast. They should be prohibited from using the word news. Should be Fox Opinion. Fox Opinion, they got rid of the equal time rule back in about 1988. In the old days, if you did that, you would have had to have half your programming giving the other side the right to come in. But they got rid of the equal time rule. So you can do that. But you shouldn't be able to defraud people. You shouldn't be able to say I'm news when they have somebody who is not news. What he is he's a Trump advisor. Trump turned on Hannity. He attacked Hannity. Trump turned on the guy, the servile dog who's peddling his stuff, because of a text that Hannity sent to Mark Meadows and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, really bad news, who met with Trump in the White House several times before January 6th, before January 6th to plot the coup, member of Congress. And he was the one that Kevin McCarthy nominated to be on the January 6th commission. That's great. Why don't you put Steve Bannon on the January 6th commission? Why don't you put the QAnon shaman, the guy with the horns, the fur, and the war paint? Why don't you put him on? That's what Kevin McCarthy did, in effect, by nominating Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Hannity sent a text to Jordan and to Mark Meadows. And in the text, he said, Trump can't mention the election again. And then separately, ever, one word sentence, ever, I did not have a good call with him today. And worse, I'm not sure what's left to do or say. And I don't like knowing if it's truly understood, period. Ideas? Question mark. Hey, this guy's a journalist. He's independent. You think that's independent? You think that shows an allegiance to the public interest? He helped plot the coup. Hannity helped plot the coup. And that's why the January 6th commission has sent him a request to be interviewed. And he's going, First Amendment, I'm a journalist. We bad. First, he's not a journalist. He does have First Amendment rights. He has Fifth Amendment rights. When he goes in there, he can say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. Plotting a coup is a felony. He was complicit in it. As far as First Amendment goes, he can say whatever he wants. But remember something. Everybody, even if they're not a lawyer, has heard the phrase, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. If you jump up and shout fire and people scream and run out and some get trampled to death, you will be prosecuted for a felony. And you'll say, but I said the word fire. I have a First Amendment right. No, you do not. Not that. You do not have a First Amendment right to threaten the President of the United States with death. If you do, you will go to jail. The same thing, by the way, Senator, Congressman, Dr. Fauci, Brad Raffensperger of Georgia, all these people, local election commissioners, health commissioners, all getting death threats. These people should be prosecuted and sent to jail. Depending on what they say, maybe not for a long time, they need an attitude correction. They need a good tickling. They need to be put in prison for a year or two, and they come out, they're felons. We've got to get a handle on this. So, in any event, Hannity does have First Amendment rights, but he doesn't have a First Amendment right to shout fire in a crowded theater, to threaten violence against public officials, and to plot a coup. In a sense, you use words to plot a coup. You communicate, you talk to people. But that's not First Amendment. Those are acts. Those are action acts, those words, to plot a coup. If you conspire to rob a bank and they say, did you talk to Jones over here, the gunman? You had the getaway car. Did you talk to him beforehand? First Amendment. The way you get around testifying is the Fifth Amendment. I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. If Hannity will say that, that's fine. But the clown is not a journalist. And then Trump turned like a dog on Hannity. I mean, it's hard to believe. This guy attacks anybody, even people who support him. And somehow there's another broad rabble. What, they like that? They think it's not going to happen to them? What? He turns on Hannity, and he says, Hannity shouldn't have said that, that I shouldn't mention the election. It was rigged. It was a fraud. And Hannity goes on the air. And remember something. The day of the insurrection that night, get the YouTube video of his broadcast, Hannity. He said that they were violent. These people deserve to go to jail. They attacked the Capitol. This is an act of terror. Then he had an attitude correction when he read the polls over time, and he saw that Trump still had a base, and he sucked around. The guy's an eel. He's an eel. He is not a journalist. Trump is not, well, Trump, my God, Trump is this Svengali that somehow, you know, he sits there and he plays the flute and the rattlesnakes come up out of the basket. This guy's unbelievable. Fox News is not a legitimate newscast. They should be prohibited by the FCC, if they want their license, from calling themselves news. And it's not news, fake news, this news, that news. It is simply opinion. It's opinion. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.